Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're going to go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. We're going to talk to Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com, brought to you by Bud Light, Game Day's favorite light lager, and the official sponsor of the Miami Dolphins. I just wish there was more to talk about with Mike. There's really nothing to talk about with Mike, so maybe we'll just ask him how his day is going so far. Hi, Mike. Good morning.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're doing great. By the way, before we start and get into all the drama on and off the field, Mike, I never thought since being part of the 1980 draft that we would be talking about where this draft is right now and what Nashville did last night. That was impressive.
It was impressive. I'm going to get myself in trouble by sharing the tweet that I got from my sister, who said that her husband thinks that Nashville's crowd is bigger than a presidential inauguration. A recent one.
Somebody beat you to it.
A fairly recent one.
We're not allowed to talk politics, right. But that was part of this morning.
Early on the text machine, Mike. We got that one already.
Yeah.
Even with a picture.
No gaps in the crowd from the overhead shot. That's for damn sure.
No. All right. I'm trying very hard to get to the next point. I don't even care what I bring up now. Hey, Daniel Jones.
By the way, tell our boss. Yeah. He's probably not here today anyway. But hey, it wasn't us. That was Mike Floyd.
All right, biggest surprise last night was...
The ISDN line, you can never tell. I can always blame it on you guys.
I am trying so hard to get away from this. I will talk about cookies at this point. All right, we'll start with this. Daniel Jones, what do you think about that? Pick number 6 overall for the Giants.
Well, you know, the Giants tried their damnedest to pre-position their fan base and the media to the idea that they were going to take Daniel Jones. It wasn't a coincidence that all of a sudden this talk starts to emerge that Daniel Jones is the best quarterback on one team's board and reminds Gil Brandt of Peyton Manning. And Chris Sims on PFT Live cut right through it, and he said, this is the Giants getting the word out there so people won't be shocked and appalled when Daniel Jones is their pick. And the problem is, by doing that, they forced themselves to take him with pick 6. They otherwise could have waited maybe until pick 17. Because if you don't plant that flag that you want Daniel Jones, then, yeah, you don't have to worry about somebody jumping you at pick 13, 14, 15, 16 to get Daniel Jones. So they kind of backed themselves into a corner. But you know what? There may be a faction in the Giants organization that wanted them to be backed into a corner, that wanted them to have to use him or use the 6th overall pick on Daniel Jones. And now they say he may sit 3 years. They were talking about the Kansas City model at the scouting combine of a rookie quarterback sitting for 1 year behind Eli Manning. Dave Gettleman's talking about the Green Bay model now, so who knows how much longer Eli Manning will play, and who knows whether or not Daniel Jones is going to be any good. But if you don't have a franchise quarterback, you don't have a chance, as you guys know, for the last 20 years.
Oh, we've heard all morning here, too, in this divided town right now and who we took in the first round. All right, I want to ask you about this one. Arizona is preaching, all right, if you don't give us what we want, Josh Rosen's going to be the damn backup here for a long time. Are you buying that?
Look,
he ain't gonna be happy, and he and his agent are gonna scream out of there.
But you know what? Listen, there's a lot of guys in the NFL who aren't starters who aren't happy. I can't think of many guys who are content to be on the sideline during a game. So, look, Josh Rosen, you made $11 million last year. You're due to make $6.2 million over the next 3 years. If you're not the best option at quarterback, then you're not the best option at quarterback. And if you'd shown us more last year, we wouldn't have gone after Kyler Murray. And it's that simple. So if the Cardinals want to do it, what is his alternative? He's got a fully guaranteed contract. Is he going to retire? What's he going to do? So be Jimmy Garoppolo. Put in another year or two. Get traded at some point down the road. But if the Cardinals, if I'm the Cardinals, I'm keeping him as insurance in the event that Kyler Murray gets injured because he's 5'10" and they say he's 205. I think somebody was stepping on that scale when he got on at the scouting combine. But, you know, he may be ineffective. He may get injured. And then you've got a guy that you believe in that you can put on the field if need be. And Rosen has conducted himself very well throughout this process of uncertainty. But now that we have certainty, we'll see what he does. He's already unfollowed the Cardinals on Instagram, which, you know, may be the first step toward a full-blown conflagration between Josh Rosen and the Cardinals.
All right, so obviously one team being talked about with the Cardinals in a trade is down here in Miami. What do you think it will take if Arizona does want to get rid of the guy? Do you think it'll take a third-round pick or something better?
Well, there was a report from Joel Klatt of Fox Sports, and usually when there's someone who isn't in the business of making NFL news on a regular basis, and he's in the business, and he's you know, he's a college football guy, he's out in L.A., and he spoke very authoritatively that there were three teams that were pursuing Josh Rosen, the Chargers, the Patriots, and the Giants, and that a second-round pick was on the table. I believe that, and I think that they could get a second-round pick. Now, maybe now that they've picked Kyler Murray, they've lost some of their leverage, but you know, your best leverage in any situation is screw it, I'll just keep the guy. And if they can convince people, screw it, I'll just keep the guy, there may be a team that decides when the dust settles on round two and round three, because there's still some quarterbacks out there. Drew Lock's still out there. There's another wave of guys where no one really knows how they fit. Ryan Finley, Will Greer, who knows how they fall together. But at some point, the quarterbacks are going to be gone, and if there's a team that needs a guy, then all of a sudden a second-round pick, first-round pick, and I don't know that you get a first-round pick out of him next year, but maybe a second-round pick next year gets it done.
All right. The black eye topic today is Tyreek Hill and the audio recordings that we've been playing all morning. Unbelievable reaction from everybody with this three-year-old son and loss of custody of him, and both of them look like complete idiots in this audio recording. What's going to happen here? Could this be it? What do you think happens, Mike?
Well, here's what I think should happen. Here's what I think should happen without question. Because if you listen to that audio, because we got a tease last night for just like about a half hour before the audio dropped, that KCTV had audio of Tyreek Hill and Crystal Espinal, the mother of Hill's three-year-old son, talking about the child. And I'm thinking, oh, it's going to be hard to hear. It's going to be...
Yeah,
you know, we cut in and out,
weird,
and
right.
And who knows if it's really him, and it's just a local TV station, you know, trying to make. Then you hear the audio, it's like, oh my God, it's chilling. Anytime you have an argument between a mother and a father about whether or not the child respects or is terrified of the father, and after about 15 seconds, the father just gives up and says, "Well, you should be terrified of me too." That is hard to listen to. And I think what the Chiefs should do is cut this guy today, right now. And now they've suspended him essentially for the offseason program for the foreseeable future. And they say they're going to gather more information and make the right decision. I don't know what other information they need. And I don't know what decision is right other than severing ties with Tyreek Hill, who comes into this with a horrible background.
That's right.
He choked and beat Crystal Espinal when she was pregnant with this child. So I think the Chiefs need to cut him, and then the league needs to protect the league from itself. It needs to protect teams like the Browns from themselves, because John Dorsey, who drafted Tyreek Hill, could you imagine Dorsey thinking, man, I got Jarvis Landry, I got Odell Beckham Jr., I can get Tyreek Hill. Ban this guy for life. He has forfeited his privilege of playing in the National Football League. And I know we are a nation of second chances, and we love redemption stories, but let me tell you something. There are 1,696 roster spots in the NFL during the regular season. Every guy who gets a second chance, or in this case a third chance, takes away the first chance of a guy who has never done anything wrong. And we need to start thinking of it in those terms. This isn't, oh, a guy gets up, dusts himself off, and he's learned from his mistakes, and he's going to go forward with a productive life. You can do that. You just don't have to play in the NFL. Those job spots are sacred. And you are taking away someone else's hard-earned roster spot to give a highly talented player a second chance, because that's what it's all about. The guy's highly talented. If he wasn't, he wouldn't get the second chance. And I think we need to start, as fans and media, taking a stand against this practice, saying, yes, there are circumstances where you forever forfeit your privilege of playing this game, especially if they're going to run off guys like Josh Gordon for smoking weed. Are you kidding me? Justin Blackmon, who was a fifth overall pick 7 years ago, and he got suspended and can't get back in because he smokes and drinks. Look, If they're going to kick guys out for that kind of stuff, you can't let a guy like this hang around who clearly has a problem that is not going to get better, and he should not be in the employment of the National Football League.
Now, I know that there's no criminal charges against, you know, either one of them, and then the audio came out. Could this be kind of reopened where Tyree can get in trouble with the police now?
Oh, absolutely, because the prosecutor made it clear on Wednesday when he said, I believe a crime was committed, but there isn't conclusive evidence as to who did it. Now you've got more evidence. And it appears that Crystal Espinal was covering up for Tyreek Hill.
Right.
And Hill issued the statement yesterday saying, I cooperated. I didn't invoke my Fifth Amendment rights. Well, I have a feeling he didn't tell him the truth then, so he lied to the authorities. Yeah. So there's a separate issue where he needs to be worried. And you know what? One reason why the Chiefs haven't already cut him, and I need to write this at PFT, the Chiefs did not talk to him. The Chiefs did not bring him in to interview him about what happened. If they had, he would have lied to them. And they would have cut him the same way they cut Kareem Hunt. That's why they cut Kareem Hunt, because he lied to them about what happened in February of 2018. The video comes out. It proved he was lying. He was gone within a matter of hours. If they had brought him in and said, what happened? And he says, I don't know, or it was an accident or whatever. And now they hear this tape. He's gone. That's why they need to do the right thing here and get rid of this guy. I appreciate what they did last night with Brett Veach speaking to the media and explaining what was going on. They need to go the rest of the way and cut this guy today. And the NFL needs to put him on the commissioner exempt list. And the NFL needs to eventually ban him for life. And I've never said that about anybody else. I never said it about Michael Vick. I've never said it about anyone else. This guy is unfit to have one of those 1,696 jobs ever again.
Yeah, Mike, this first time, you are a forgiving second chance guy to hear it. And by the way, we cheat a little bit because we were following you a little bit on that, but we knew you were pretty fired up.
What fair-minded person who has the slightest amount of human compassion would not be mortified by the idea of a three-year-old child whose protectors are his parents to have to be in terror of their parent? And, you know, and people have pointed out the Adrian Peterson situation where he ended up missing a full year because he had aggressively disciplined his son there. And look, I was spanked growing up, and it was a tough transition for me, because when you're a kid and when you misbehave and you get disciplined that way, you have to find another way to get your kid to behave without that available to you. I mean, there's a fundamental difference in my mind between discipline and, you know, you don't like it because the kid is crying, so you punch him in the chest.
Yeah,
are you kidding me?
Terrible.
Are you to brutalize and terrorize a three year old?
Yep.
A 3 year old. So it's and you throw on top of it what the guy did when he was at Oklahoma State, and he somehow got a pass for all of that. Now, he did get drafted in round 5. He would have been drafted higher, much higher, if he didn't do all that. But he pleaded guilty to it, choking and beating Crystal Espinal when she was pregnant. So, and that's the thing. If you're going to say something like that to her, you should be terrified too when you are aware of the history of
that's
what you've
evil.
Done to her.
That's evil.
Yeah, it's one thing to, I mean, look, in the heat of the moment when people argue, they say all sorts of things they don't mean. When Tyreek Hill says it, there's a chance he means it because he's acted on those impulses in the past. So I just, look, it's plain and simple. And if they say all the time, playing in the NFL is a privilege, not a right. I agree. He's forfeited that privilege.
Yeah.
Mike, very strong today. No, I'm glad.
Sorry.
We read your tweet earlier, and that's honestly what I wanted to talk to you about.
And listen, people think that, because I said, I'm not sure I can cover this league anymore if this guy plays in it. People are like, oh, yeah, sure. We all have that number that we, you know, that you figure out how many years you got left and how much money you got. And there's a point where you can say, screw it, I'm out. And I'm there, right? And I mean it. If this guy plays again, I'm going to have to seriously revisit whether or not I can support and follow the NFL.
Mike, thank you, man. It's great having you. Thank you very much.
See you guys.
Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com, brought to you by Bud Light, Game Day's favorite light lager and the official sponsor of the Miami Dolphins. As strong as I've heard him in about 15 or 16 years that we've had him on the show, I've never heard him say anything close to what he just said.
Yeah.
Never. And we've had some big turds in this league in the last two decades, but this has gotten Mike rattled.
Yeah, I saw that last night, too. Hey, let's talk about some new things going on.
Well, I wanted to. Wanted to end on a high, a good note.
That's
for
fine.
The weekend. It's still
doesn't
the
matter.
Draft.
You still got to eat, no matter what's
no,
going
of course.
On.
Well, tonight I wanted to tell you because you know how I like telling you about all the new things going on at Anthony's.
You told me yesterday.
There's new menu items, and it doesn't happen very often at Anthony's over the years that you see new menu items there.
Maybe when you're used to eating the same things, give me something new.
But let me tell you this: the one thing we haven't seen on that menu ever that I think fits in perfectly, Joe.
What's
spaghetti
that?
And meatballs.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Right?
And you told me that yesterday, and I went, you know something?
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.